You're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Australia and New Zealand's women will play a three-match 2020 international series prior to heading off to India for the 2013 World Cup. The first two matches will both be held on the 22nd of January at the Junction Oval in Melbourne, with the third and final game 2 days later. The Trans-Tasman rivals will pick from their World Cup squads for the series. The player auction for the sixth season of the Indian Premier League will be held on the 3rd of February in Chennai after IPL Chief Executive Officer Sundar Raman tweeted details yesterday. Around 40 players are expected to be available for auction, including Australian captain Michael Clarke. It will be the first opportunity for Sunrisers Hyderabad, who are replacing Deccan Chargers in this year's competition, to augment their squad. Cricket South Africa have recruited former international wicketkeeper Mark Boucher to mentor Quinton de Kock, who will keep wicket in the first one-day international against New Zealand on Saturday. Cricket South Africa have opted to give AB de Villiers a break for the series, with de Kock set to spend time with Boucher before the 20-year-old takes over the gloves in Paarl. Boucher was forced to retire last year after he was struck in the eye by a bail during South Africa's tour game against Somerset. De Villiers has since stepped up as first-choice wicketkeeper. Although de Kock has already played three 2020 internationals, he's yet to make his ODI debut. In his career to date, he's played 43 times in all formats as a wicketkeeper and scored 4 centuries. Cricket Australia will send 6 of its promising young players to train with Hampshire's Academy as part of a landmark new partnership between the two parties. The players will also play in the Southern Electric Premier League for one of 6 different clubs during the English domestic season. The partnership will give the players access to state-of-the-art facilities and world-class coaching at the Edgeyes Bowl International Cricket Academy during Australia's off-season.